a world where a giant half-dog, half-man and a hockey mask-faced senator watch stuff. Only one podcast can deliver that in monthly doses. When they are needed to talk over movies and TV shows, you can count on the Nerd Blitz Commentaries.
Hi gang, this is the Nerd Blitz commentary for Death Rider in the House of the Vampires. I'm Doom.
Oh, I'm Fitz. That was a very interesting spin you put on that fucking title.
Well, I was trying to do something a little like twangy, but to make it kind of fit the movie.
I get it. I got you.
I failed. It's okay. We can.
Nah, I just didn't know where you were going with it. Makes sense now.
Oh. Thanks for calling me out.
Well, it started out sounded like Peter Griffin singing a show tune, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then.
Shep poopy.
Kinda, yeah.
No. I was trying to be a little twangy, but.
I told you over the phone, it doesn't sound right.
I knew you were going to say that.
Like I hear something totally different than what it actually sounds like.
It is funny, right? You listen to the edit and you're like, oh, that's what he was going
right,
for.
Right, exactly. Because it doesn't sound like that in my earpiece at all when yeah, I listen yeah. back to it.
I knew you were going to say that, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to trust me and trust the process, man.
I know.
But here we are with part two of B-Movie March, the greatest event in podcasting history. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sure is.
Yep. So we got a fucking doozy.
It is a doozy.
Whoo, boy. I've been thinking about it since I watched it yesterday, and I'm like, I ain't even got an opinion. No, I got plenty of opinions, but it's just like, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, it is one of those movies that you watch and you go, did I like this? Am I confused? Am I disappointed? Why do I want to watch it again?
I was going to say, I think it's all of the above.
Yeah, because as soon as I was done, I was like, I kind of feel like I want to watch this again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure why.
it feels, watching it again feels like a reward and a punishment all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those movies that's like an enjoyable watch, an entertaining watch, but maybe not in the way that it's intended.
That is very true. Yeah. And it feels, which from what you've schooled me on over the last 24 hours or so, I think this kind of might be the point, but it feels comic booky.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's, I mean, it's a vampire spaghetti western. So,
yeah,
you know, I watched an interview with him before we recorded this. And I mean, he even says like, you know, yeah, basically that it's, you know, it's a vampire spaghetti western and it's, you know, it's supposed to be what it is. And that's why I was saying after I watched it the first time, I was like, I get the feeling that like this was on purpose.
Yeah.
Like the super low, like not only is the low rent aspect of it because, you know, Danzig like financed it and or whatever, got investors, but it was It's like the super, super indie. Like, if there's a level below indie, that's like what this is. And like I told you, it felt almost like a group of film school friends that were like, hey, let's get a camera and make a movie.
Yeah. And that is very apt.
Yeah.
Like, very, very apt. It does feel like... Okay, I want to preface it by saying this. Always good when you've got to put out a warning first.
Right.
Everything I'm going to say is not said with malice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it does feel like a lot of kids, like... It doesn't feel like there was a script. It feels like they had a bunch of ideas, and they're like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, it does almost feel... What would you call it? Like, not a vignette, but... Well, I guess kind of like a vignette. Like, the scenes feel like their own...
Yeah.
They mostly feel disconnected from the rest of the movie. Like, each scene... Yeah. Most of the scenes don't feel like they belong together, necessarily.
It feels like five people had ideas for, like, big scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, let's put it all together. Yeah.
Yeah, like kind of. Vignettes. Yeah. And then just, like, loosely weave them together or connect them together, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, it was like, I kind of liked it. I don't know. I
like I said, I don't say that with malice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's also not like, you know, this is the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. You know? It's kind of, it's different.
And when you first, well, let's get into it. Let's get into it, and then, because I don't want to fucking shoot our wad now, and then we're fucking an hour in being like, I ain't got nothing else to say.
Right. But I will say that, like, the concept of it is pretty brilliant, I think.
Well, that's what I was going to touch on, yeah.
Yeah, the idea of it is a really good one. And, yeah, I mean, you even said this. I said it after I watched it, but you even said it after you watched it, that, like, this could have been a way better movie with just, like, a couple little changes.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, let's just dive into it, and then we'll work our way through this. We'll try to talk it out.
Okay.
That sounds too shitty, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I'm just saying,
that's what,
like,
I said.
It could have easily went up a notch with just a couple little reworkings of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I cannot make this clear enough. Nothing I'm going to say is said with malice. I'm not saying, like, wow, you guys really fucked up. Why did you bother? Not at all. Because there is a charm to this.
Yeah. No, this, any critiques, like, I'm a super Danzig mark, and you know, like, if you don't know that after the last couple days of us talking, like, but.
I always thought you hated him, to be honest.
No, you did not. But any kind of, like, critique of this is kind of in the same vein of critiquing Star Wars movies.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I still like it, but I can say, like, this didn't work, or this could have been done better, or...
You can love it, but you know that your love colors it, and you're like, I know I'm not watching a fucking 100% A++.
Sure.
Yeah. I gotcha. We have an hour and 32 minutes and 1 second, gang. You want to tell them how they can get a hold of this if they want to join us on this journey?
Well, I think there's really only one place you can get it. I don't even think you can get it on Amazon or anything. You got to go to Cleopatra Records.
Mm-hmm.
And just order it from them.
And they've got Blu-rays, DVDs, and I think VHSs, right?
I don't think they even have Blu-rays, actually.
Jinkies.
Is this? Oh, yeah, I guess it's a Blu-ray, not 4K is what I meant.
Okay,
so, they've got Blu-rays, DVDs, and I think they have a VHS tape you can buy if you want, which is a pretty cool, like, marketing gimmick, I think.
And,
like I said,
watching
it
fits.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It really does. And one of the things I'll say is, well, we can talk about it when we get into it, but I think this would have benefited from using not such good cameras.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yep. I was going to say the same. Let's get into it.
Okay.
13201, gang. Death Rider in the House of the Vampires. So get ready. We're going to start this in 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, I'm going to have to turn mine down a little.
Yeah, and it starts right in, dude. There's no preamble of...
Well, like, that's what I asked you, is like, wait, does this just get right into it? And you're like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like how they're really shooting at night.
You like what?
I do really like how they're shooting at night instead of just doing a day-night filter. And the way that it's lit with this blue light. It's kind of cool.
In a way, it feels Star Trek-y because there's these weird shafts of light.
Yeah. You said shafts.
I did. Yeah.
I thought this was cool, too. The
You thought this was cool?
Yeah, like the skeletons.
The warnings,
the crucified warnings and stuff, yeah. But as we'll see, this goes on for probably 10 minutes too long.
That was the thing, dude. I was like,
it just kept going and going.
Something was fucked up.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no opening credits, not even, like, a Danzig film or anything.
Right.
It's just, like, homeboy topless chick going through the fucking
Right, but we'll get there eventually. But it takes forever to get to the credits and...
Uh-huh. And, you know, this, what's his name, Devin Sawa?
Yeah.
I have seen something that he's been in.
Right.
He was in fucking Final Destination.
Right. Exactly.
And I was like, that's that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because I
see it. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's weird, like the Death Rider theme just stops.
Yeah.
And then, you think something's going to happen, but... Yeah, you think something's going to happen, but then they just keep riding.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, they must be...
And riding.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, they must be going to get to a dialogue sign or segment or something, a section.
Uh-huh.
But no, they just keep going. They just keep riding and looking at dead bodies. But you know what's kind of fucked up, though, is after you've watched the movie and you go back and you think about it, see, look, that guy's got a badge on the dead body. Later on in the film, he says something that then makes me wonder, I wonder if that's why he was stopping to look at all these bodies that were strung up.
Hmm.
And I just thought of that right now. But when we get to that point, I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you'll have to point that out for sure.
But that's one of the things about this movie, and some of the things that I said would be good it would make it better if it was just tweaked a little bit, is the setup. The setup of Death Rider and his backstory and his purpose for doing what he's doing.
Right.
You know, you get a couple little pieces and then one big piece at the end, but it's like, fuck, why didn't you, this should have been set up a little bit more. You know, so that it's more of a shock or more of a, there's more of a payoff instead of a just like a, well, we're doing this now.
Mm-hmm. And that is a major issue for me with this flick is almost in a Dune-like way. Because I watched half of that new Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that movie, it's probably the most visually stunning movie I've ever watched. Dune, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the fuck is going on at all. Because they just throw you in. This movie, probably the only time it'll ever be compared to Dune.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's not even just that they throw you right in. It's like they throw you right in, but then nothing's ever touched on. Uh-oh. Are we finally getting to the first cameo of the movie?
No, I think that's still a minute or two away.
I think there's still a bit to go, huh?
Yeah, I think that's 2 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're 4.5 minutes in, and they're still riding.
Yeah, just a dude in black with a leather handkerchief.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a weird choice.
Wildly impractical.
Yeah, I can't feel very good on your...
And some topless chick. That's all we've had so far.
Yeah.
Very clean. Now, see, I like this shot here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good shot. And that's got to be a set. Don't you think? Or maybe not. Maybe just the way that it's lit looks like a set.
I think all of this opening stuff was for real outside.
Yeah.
There is one shot, though, coming up later, that I told you, it's like, that is so weird. It almost looks like a volume.
Yeah.
It doesn't look outsidey to me, and it doesn't look green screen.
Yeah. Well, I can guarantee you it's not a volume shot.
There's
0% chance. Yeah. Uh-oh. I like his teeth for some reason. The vampire teeth in this are really kind of janky.
They're really kind of what?
Janky.
Yeah.
But you can tell
who the, quote, heroes or stars are because their teeth are really good.
Yeah. I like
but
how...
But for the most part, it looks like they're wearing Halloween teeth.
Yeah. I like how Danny Trejo's teeth, one of his teeth always kind of sticks out of his mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
One of his fangs.
When I watched this, I said to you, because if you're watching along with us, gang, you're going to hear that, holy shit, it happens a lot. I was like, is all of this movie just Danny Trejo saying, gringo? Because that's like 90% of the dialogue for the first 15 minutes of the movie is just, gringo, gringo, gringo. Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, dude. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
It looks like they shifted his teeth a little.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that one is really poking out.
This cracked me up, this fucking high speed.
But see, this goes to what you were talking about. It almost looks like they shot this in 4K or something.
Yeah.
It's too crisp.
Right.
A movie like this should not be this crisp.
Right. Right. It would have benefited from like some film scratch or some film grain.
And not artificial either.
Yeah. The sun is coming up.
And you know, that's a problem I have with a lot of flicks these days, is they're just too clean.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's like missing that magic of where it looks soft.
Uh-huh.
Or something like there's a gauze over the picture.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something I've noticed a lot. Like movies today, and I told you one time that I saw a 4K TV and it looks like a window into another dimension. I'm noticing that even on Blu-rays lately. They're just too fucking clean. They don't look real. And I think that could be part of the disconnect that a lot of people are having these days with movies.
Could be. Oh, is this the one you're talking about where it looked like a volume?
No, we're still not there. It's about halfway through the flick, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was coming right up.
Oh, no, sorry. He also looks like he's playing the shadow, doesn't he?
Kinda, yeah.
Just black leather handkerchief instead of red handkerchief.
Yeah. I do like the soundtrack. The soundtrack
fits.
That's
probably the best part.
Yeah.
But yeah, here you go. Once again, weird Star Trek shafts of light.
Yeah.
Which, that adds to the fantastical element of the movie.
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah. And the sky keeps changing.
Yeah.
So it seems it's like the sun's it's like night, then it seems like the sun's coming up, and then the sun's up, and now the sun's going down again, I guess.
Oh wow, you can see the lights of the city in the background.
Oh shit, you can. Oops. Oopsie.
Yeah, I don't know if that was done.
But see, now it's like
though,
now it's like
the lighting.
Now it's like the sun coming up again. Like the sun's up again.
I don't know if that was done purposely to be like he's been traveling for a long time or not.
Yeah. Probably some of it was.
But see, another thing that I kind of dig about this, they don't tell you when this is either.
Right.
They don't tell you if this happened last week or 400 years ago.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm guessing it's...
Right. Like, you can, you know, 1800s. Kind of guess, but they don't tell you, and I like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Because by them not telling you, it almost
feels
like...
Here's the credits, finally.
A secret society or subculture type of thing. Like, almost in a Harry Potter way, where it's like, you have your muggles in the real world, and then you have this fucking more rustic wizard world, you know? World within a world.
Yeah, these credits are really cool. The only problem I have with it is they're so fucking slow.
Yeah.
Like, pick it up, dude. Like, not everybody needs their own name on a card.
Right.
And they don't have to, like, burn out every in between each one, you know?
Right. We don't need real-time burnout.
Right. Like, it should be bang, 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 bang.
I was fucking stunned to see Julian Sands was in this.
Oh, I told you. Didn't I tell you that this was like his last movie, I think?
I don't know. You might have. I don't know, but I was just stunned by it.
Yeah. This Kim director, she's been in a whole bunch of stuff, like mainstream stuff. And Eli Roth.
Yeah, she has, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, and I thought she was just like a straight-to-video actress or something, you know? No, yeah. She's a porn star.
Yeah.
The blonde-haired one.
Uh-huh.
She's well, been in many fine...
Well, that's what I told fine... you. It's like, she's... are all the chicks in this just porn stars? And you're like, no! And I was like...
I didn't think any of them were, actually. I mean, I was surprised that there weren't... I never thought about looking her up, but I looked up the redhead, and I was like, oh, dude, wait, no, she's a real actress. And then the gal on the horse.
Yeah.
She was a penthouse model.
Like, I'm surprised he got his own fucking card, too, Danny Trejo, because it's like, he's in it for, like, 3 minutes.
Right, but he's... one of the biggest names in this movie.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit. Okay. I thought I saw X-Pac later, but I was like, no way.
X-Pac's in this?
Yeah, Sean Waltman.
No shit. I didn't. Hmm.
I saw a dude later on that looked exactly like him, and I was like, no way is he in this. Ha ha ha.
Hmm.
But apparently I was right.
Wow.
I missed the Fred Armisen cameo.
Yeah, I can't remember if I saw him or not. Oh no, I think he might be in the execution scene.
Okay.
I think.
Ow.
I'm not sure.
We're still doing credits here, kids.
Right. So it started at 10 minutes in. We're 3 minutes into the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're done.
This is 10... So far, we've seen 10% of the fucking movie's runtime.
Yeah.
But, like, going to what we kind of touched on were just a few tweaks, and this would be way, way better.
Yeah, this opening would be one of them.
Wait, go ahead.
The pacing of the opening, for sure, is one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I've said before, like, I'm so disappointed that we don't get, like, one, westerns anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, this idea here, a horror western,
mm-hmm.
or as they're called now, weird westerns,
mm-hmm.
it's genius. I think it's 100% fucking genius.
Yep.
But for some reason, nobody wants to do it. So, for that alone, like, I gotta give it up to Danzig. But it's like... I wish it would have come out a little bit better, just so more people would see it and be like, oh, this is an option, huh?
Right.
This seems so weird, and like you could have cut all this too.
Which part? The
like the knock, one minute, and then come right in.
Right.
Like, I get it setting up that there's a structure to this sanctuary place.
Right.
But in a movie that's wasted so much time already.
Yeah.
It just feels like shoe leather.
Right. I do like that this is the price of entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she looks it.
Yeah, no shit. Now, something else I've noticed about this movie, there's a lot of weird, like, zoom-ins and zoom-outs.
Right. Right.
And there's a lot of weird fade-ins and fade-outs, too.
Yeah. And see, I think that's a choice. I think he's doing that on purpose.
It's definitely got to be a choice. It's just, it's not a choice I like.
Right. I mean, I think it, yeah.
Like, see, her teeth are good.
Right.
But, like I said, once we get in the bar, it looks like we've got
there's a lot of stunt
straight
teeth.
Up Halloween teeth.
Yeah, there's lots of stunt teeth.
Because I swear at one point in the bar, there's one fucker it looks like he almost spits his teeth out.
Yeah.
While trying to talk.
Yeah, see, so this is like one of those things where I said it felt like a vignette.
Yeah.
Like a sketch.
Mm-hmm. And this was the moment right here when I told you, are all these chicks porn stars?
Right.
Because this feels like the setup to a porn.
It kind of does.
Where it's like, the plumber's here, should I invite him in?
And I'll be honest, I want to see that.
But yeah, it does. It feels like the plumber's here. Should I let him in? Send him in.
This set's not bad. I mean, the sets aren't too bad. Like the way they're the way they're constructed and set and everything.
Yeah, no, the sets are great. And again, the fucking lighting's great. I just think it needs shittier cameras.
Yeah.
Like that shot of him right there, that looks kind of old school good and gritty, although there's no grit on it. But it's lit in a way that makes it look dirtier.
Yeah.
You could tell he fucking hated these goddamn nails.
Oh, maybe. I watched an interview with him too, and he didn't really get into nothing too deep, but sounded like he was really into doing this role, though.
Yeah. You know who he kind of reminded me of?
Yeah, see, here's some more sheriffs.
Right.
In coffins.
Whoa.
Look at that guy's fucking face. What's up with that?
Oh! You know who Julian Sands kind of reminds me of in this, though?
Who?
Previous B movie March vampire star. Does that narrow it down for you?
Previous B movie vampire. I can't think of it.
He reminds me of Carradine as Margulak.
Oh, yeah. Sundown. Yeah. That's why he seems familiar. You're right. I thought he seemed like familiar because he was kind of reminding me of Doug Jones in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You can see the hair tape on his forehead.
Yeah, you can. Oops. Yeah, that wig isn't the best choice.
That's a problem that could have been fixed by shittier cameras, though.
Right. Exactly. You would have lost that in the blur, in the fuzz.
Yeah. I swear, his fingernails almost look like scotch tape at times.
No, because they're so thin.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. But then you kind of don't get any, like, information about who these two are or what they do. Like, are they just whores in this place? Or she seems like she's, like, partly in charge. Like,
I was going to say, I think she's the madam.
Right. That would make sense.
But, yeah, you're right. They don't explain it. It's just, like, figure it out, stupid. Like, this part here, this looks like a shitty old fucking Western saloon room.
Yeah, it does. Looks perfect. Doesn't look overly...
Maybe the wall's a little too clean, but...
Yeah, everything, a lot of things in this movie are a little too clean, I think.
Right.
I think the actors are a little too clean.
Yeah.
But...
His hat's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's got a cool, like, curve to it.
Yeah. Not the first time you said that today.
No. I like how he's got metal stakes in there.
Silver. Like,
oh, silver. Yeah. But that's like, that's almost like old school vampire lore. Like,
oh, yeah.
The whole point of the stake, it didn't used to matter whether it was wooden or not. It was to stake the body to the ground.
Right.
So that they couldn't get up and walk.
You know something else this flick reminds me of?
What's that?
Him specifically. That's a good little touch. Him crossing his arms over his chest.
Yeah. He looks like he's like a corpse. Yeah. Or like he's going into his coffin.
Uh-huh. But it feels like an homage to Blade.
Okay, I can see that.
Because, spoilers, vampire killing vampires.
Right. And that was something that it wasn't super clear at first, that he was a vampire.
Exactly, yeah.
I thought he was pretending to be a vampire. Until a couple times you finally get to see his teeth. Uh-huh. And then it's like, oh, he is a vampire. Because he's like out in the sun. He's riding his horse in the fucking sun.
Right. And they show the effects, though, of like silver on him or something at one point. To where no, he is real.
Yeah, I'd fucking go beast mode on her.
Say what?
Said I'd fucking go beast mode on her. If I was Death Rider. The nails on the wall were a nice touch. Kind of creepy.
I like the way that's lit from below.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's lit through the railing of the banister. That's pretty cool.
But see, that wall, it looks way too fucking clean for me.
Yeah. But like you said, I think lower quality cameras, it would look grimier.
Yeah. Let's be fair. You said it first.
Yeah, I think we've discovered the main drawback of the movie is the cameras are too good.
Yeah.
They're too clear.
It would be at least 30% better if it looked shittier.
It would look way more grindhousey.
Yes.
In like 70s spaghetti western, if the cameras were shittier.
And yeah, I think that was my biggest problem watching it is like. It has the right vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, like we said, there's some pacing issues. but it has the right vibe. It just doesn't look right because of the cameras. Yeah.
I think that's the major problem with the way it looks. Yep.
Yeah. Because what was one of the first things I told you yesterday when I watched it?
I don't remember.
It feels like the people who made this movie stopped watching movies in 1961.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, it kind of reminds me of Blood Feast. Well, I looked it up. I was fucking close.
Yeah.
Blood Feast came out in 63.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right, and it makes sense because that would have been like right in his most formative years, too.
Yeah.
Like, those were the movies that he was into. Like, like Return of the Fly and Blood Feast and, you know, shit like that.
The Van Gogh movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was like, that was his bag, like Vampira and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I definitely get where he's going with this movie.
Yeah. He hit the target.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's on the outer rim.
Yeah, he's on the outer ring, but, yep.
I wouldn't say missed the target, hit the tree, but he hit the target just... Damn, you could have got closer to that bullseye. Easily.
Yep. Yeah, and I hope he tries again.
Well... Yeah, it seems like he might.
Well, and he did say when this came out that, you know, if it's successful, then yeah, they'll do a sequel for sure.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure what he gauges success by, but hopefully
now, the way this crypt is lit, for the most part,
it looks like a nightclub.
In the end scene, it's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
But every other time you see it, I love the layers of it. Because, like, you got that...
Right.
Forgive me, I'm colorblind. But in the far background, it's, like, a green. And then it hits, like, blue, purple. And then up by him, it's red.
Right. Yeah, it's like a really pale, pale blue in the back.
Okay. See, that looks green to me.
Yeah, well, it is kind of greenish because of the way the wall's colored. I think it's making the light show a little green.
But it adds so much depth. And it's, again, it's comic booky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's standing in a spot where she gets two or three different colors of light on her.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes her look weird and ethereal and comic booky.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good with light because it, in those interviews I was watching, they were like set up by him and, to promote this movie. They weren't like, it was like his producer was interviewing him.
Yeah.
And Julian Sands and like the Death Rider poster was on the side behind him, you know? So it was like a produced interview. But the way they had him lit, like half of his face was kind of like purple and the other half was kind of bluish, like the lighting.
Okay. So, yeah, he likes playing around with light then.
Yeah.
Like I said, almost all of the scenes down here, I think, look amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the end scenes, there are a few issues. Where, it's mostly, like, continuity issues, too. Where at one point there's a fire and there's one person standing about a foot away from the fire, but there's no light flickering on them.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of questionable CG in this.
Yeah.
But it's to be expected. I mean, their budget was not like they couldn't have ILM do it.
Right. There was one spot, like the molten silver.
Yeah.
That it's like, probably, I mean, I understand the reason why they did it CG, because they needed it to be interacted with.
Yeah.
In a way that you just couldn't do, like, that looks like scotch tape.
Oh, no, it looks okay to me on this bigger screen. It's they are really see-through, though. But yeah. I guess that's because it's so ancient.
That's what I mean, yeah. But the molten silver, like, they need to interact with it in a specific way that you couldn't do. Mm-hmm. But there are ways they could have fucking made that shit in the pot look better.
It's funny. It's the wagon full of whores.
Mm-hmm. No, them's good, virtuous girls.
Mm-hmm. No, this is entertainment for the night.
Indeed. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, and see, some of these gals, like, their hairdos and stuff look a little too modern, I think.
Yeah, well, her right there.
Yeah.
But that adds to what I said. Like, there's almost a timelessness to it.
Kinda, yeah. It is kind of... Yeah.
Did she say that dumb tramp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a lot of good old-fashioned-y slut names in this.
Yeah.
Like, she called the one gal a trollop.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and a tramp. And I think they used tramp a few times.
There are a few spots where I think people go a little too far with the old-timey talk.
Well,
not
yeah.
Specifically the language, but like the affect or accent.
Yeah. That black dude, that black vampire's hat cracks me up. It's so tiny.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
And he looks familiar, no coverage.
Though. He looks kind of familiar, though.
Like, that dude there, his teeth look a little Halloween-y from, without even showing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because his face is bumped out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right here, though, great set.
Yeah, this set's good.
There's no way they could have made this look better, this set.
No, it's pretty good. I like the bare lath walls. That's kind of cool.
Maybe break one of those... balusters on the railing.
Yeah,
that would have added some character, but it's like you don't even need
look at him going for his gun.
It just looks so good.
Yeah, do you see him? He's going for his gun, like he's put his hand on his gun out of reflex when he sees all these. That's a nice touch. The guy looks like he's wearing Batman's cape, that jacket, that coat he's wearing, that leather duster. Uh-oh. Oops.
This is another sequence, though, that I feel like went on a little too long.
Yeah. This blood pumping is kind of gruesome, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's low rent, but it looks kind of real. You know, it doesn't look...
That's Fred Armisen.
Oh, okay. That's where he is.
That's why I missed him.
Yep. Oh, you're right. Yeah. No, oh, yeah, I did see him the first time. You're right.
Yeah, I missed him completely.
Yep.
But now I'm watching for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny that he gets his name's in the credits and he doesn't even have a line of dialogue, I don't think.
Right. But it's because they're friends, because he was on Portlandia, that Portlandia clip I showed you.
Right.
Yep. This is probably a calling in a favor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I did your show. Come out and do mine.
Right. But I mean, that the blood coming out of their neck.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's not like a fucking fire hose.
Right.
So it makes it like even kind of more gruesome. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. And then it just like kind of keeps pumping. They're not perfect, but they're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah. See how it's just like pump and then like slowly dribble? Uh-huh. Like that looks like it. That doesn't look outlandish.
Yeah, it's not like and then it starts sputtering. Arterial spray.
Right, and it's like starts sputtering and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. That's fucking, ugh. But they're letting a lot of that go to waste, those vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lighting on his face is good too, coming down the steps.
And see, what's cool is like he's shot in the background. Like he's the main focus of that shot, but he's so fucking far away and like people are in front of the camera. That chick was in front of the camera at one point. Add some good grit.
You know who that is, right?
No, who is it?
It's Li Ving. It's Mr. Body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because you know he's like a famous punk rock guy, right?
I did not.
He's the lead singer of Fear.
He was one of the people that his teeth look Halloween-y to me.
Yeah, they're like too big for his face or something. They like make his lips pop, puff out.
Wow, Mr. Body got old on us, man.
Yep. They're still playing too. Like they just they've been opening for the Misfits. On the Misfits, those reunion shows they've been doing with Danzig back with the Misfits. They've actually been like one of the openers.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a big old fucking glass, dude.
Yeah, no shit. He's like, can I get a shot? And it's like, that's not a shot. Oh, Eli Roth.
Oh, he likes to chew it. He likes to chew that scenery, boy.
He's one of the ones that's a little old-timey, over-the-top, too. Not just over-the-top, but old-timey,
But I will say, he does, like, inject a little life into, you know what I mean? He actually got some a little fire. Everybody else is just kind of like, ho-hum.
Yeah, everybody else is real downplayed, and he's like, wake up, motherfuckers! We're going to do some shit now!
Right. So it does add a little extra oomph.
Yeah, he's an injection of life, for sure. Mm. But in a way, it's like, tonally, he's way off the mark because everybody else is just kind of like, we're going to be quiet now. Right. So it makes him really fucking stand out.
He's very arch.
Like, this is cool, too.
Yeah, this tunnel is fucking pretty cool. Where it looks like they're like down in an old mine.
Uh-huh. Gag him. Zip.
Right. Oh.
Well, that'll be funny to listen back to. Again, this set too. Fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially that iron on the fucking wall.
Mm-hmm.
Looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our fucking molten silver where it's like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for these shots, there is something they could have done.
Right.
Like I said, I understand they need CG in a minute. That's fine. But it probably would have been cheaper
That could have been real molten, not even silver, but like lead or some aluminum.
Well, that or like, you know those like squishy toys with the liquid inside them?
Yeah.
Some of those have a liquid in them that looks like that, basically, that they could have used. Swing and a miss.
Did he? That looked like it hit him. The gloves.
I don't know.
He slapped him with
like
his gloves.
It was about a fucking foot away to me.
Oh. He done turned on us.
Yeah.
It looks like Walt Flanagan.
Yeah. It looks like
as the Eggman.
Yeah. I still like that name, Duke Von Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the names are pretty cool. All the names are pretty cool. They're goofy, but they're kind of cool. Yeah, that's...
Not good.
Nah, once it's in his mouth, it looks all right. That's what she
said.
Yeah,
but... When he when he dumps it, ew.
Yeah, that's...
Like, yeah, it waits... 2 seconds before it fucking flops out of the ladle.
Right. Yeah, those are good teeth.
What?
I said, yeah, those are good teeth.
Ego. Oh, he got fucked up like Percocet. That reaction shot was a little weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Oh, thanks, helicopter. You want to fucking fly right into my microphone?
Mm-hmm.
I like this here, the way his eyes just kind of melt.
They kind of pop out. Yeah. Yeah, that was like a real weird, almost looked like practical with CG. Like the eyes and stuff, they almost look like a practical dummy head.
Mm-hmm. So weird. Let's zoom in on his fucking booger holder.
Yeah.
She almost looks like Rose McGowan.
The redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she looks like Kate Pearson.
Like who?
The chick from the B-52s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she was, I was looking at her filmography. She's been in all kinds of shit, dude. She was in Blair Witch 2.
I wouldn't brag about that.
She was in lots of different TV series she was played parts in. Let's see. Oh, she was on Gotham. She did an episode of Gotham.
I saw that and I was like, who the fuck did she play?
She did an episode of Orange is the New Black.
Never saw it.
CSI Miami. Law and Order Criminal Intent. Law and Order.
Just kind of went.
Yep. Now, this gal, on the other hand,
she was in Backdoor Friends 4, well, 5,
well, let's
6,
check this out.
9, hold on. And 12.
Ashley Wisdom is her name.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her porn name, though, for some reason. Maybe it is. But she was in such fine films as My Sexy Boss Likes Anal. Oh, Rachel Ritchie is her porn name, or Rochelle Ritchie. Yeah, she was in My Sexy Boss Likes Anal. She was in Mandingo Up Your Ass. Teens versus MILF 6. Hardcore Gangbang. Gangbang Cream Pie. Asshole Fever.
I love how they just put it on Front Street and porn.
This is on IMDb, too. These are listed on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
Punish My Pussy.
Oh, well, of course.
Dude, that's got an 8.4 star rating on it.
Well, you know what's coming next, B-Movie March.
Yeah, next B-Movie March. It's Punish My Pussy. Let's see. Asshole Invasion. Liquid Lesbians.
Ooh.
What?
She got a dead girl hanging out in her room. She's not dead, she's breathing. Don't ask me how I know that.
She's got, that's a nice little shirt she's got on.
Which one?
The one, the redhead.
Yeah. Like I said, the dead girl's not dead. Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, no, she's not dead yet, is she?
I mean, she's not moving.
Oh. This is kind of filthy.
It's one way to look at it. Yeah, it looks like she's sucking off an ounce.
Yeah, but I mean, what she does afterwards is...
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
About the not dead yet girl.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's all in her hair now. Like, that's a really good prosthetic. It's not until they get super close that it's like, right. Oh, that's fake.
Right. Yep. Again, cameras are too high res.
Yeah.
Just like fucking.
She is spitting that blood into his
mouth. That's what I'm saying, dude. She's like snowballing him with blood. This is a vampire snowball.
Easy. Don't rip her wig off.
Right. Be careful.
That's chocolate sauce.
Maybe. All right.
What?
I said, all right.
All right.
Easy does it.
Thought this was a family picture.
No kidding. I'm actually surprised that there's not more of this in this movie. Knowing
I am too. I mean,
I was really surprised that it's as tame as
fairness,
it is.
In fairness, like we had an opening 10-minute scene with just jugs on display.
Yeah.
But even that, it's like, that's it?
Right.
You're rubbing blood all over the boobies, lady.
Yeah, but that's... He likes that.
Well, don't we all? But I'm just saying. Fucking cleanliness wasn't what it was supposed to be back then or whenever this is.
That had to have been like a super uncomfortable scene. To be have that blood all over your face and running down in your ear and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the ears that's the problem.
I like this guy with his fucking Union hat on. His Civil War hat.
This dude's another one of the like, okay, all right.
Yeah, this guy's been in stuff too, I believe. Well. Now, the interview I saw with Danzig, he said he didn't write this for himself. I thought he made this part for himself, but he said he didn't write it for himself, but he was reading it and looking at it, and he's going, and he said, you know what? We could save a whole lot of money if I just did this myself.
Yeah. I guess you got right. Everybody else is like, hey, let's fucking go off into a hallway or something.
He's like, nah, we're going to do this right
here.
He's
like, I do it right on the floor. Fuck alls, y'all.
Man, you're getting your shirt all messy. I like his, like, fucking Gene Autry shirt, where the fuck he's got with all the buttons and stuff. That's kind of cool, dude. You don't see that very often in, like, Western-type movies anymore. Like, you could tell that's an old, like, 50s throwback Western outfit. Uh-oh. Here's where he fucked up.
The chin wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Name's Ryder.
Victor DiMaggio is that guy.
And he's done...
He was in The Sandlot. He was in Turner and Hooch.
Okay.
He played Dennis in the Dennis the Menace movie.
Was he Dennis?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. He must have been a
child actor. I was trying to look this flick up on Wikipedia yesterday, and it does not have a page.
I know. I tried to, too, because I was trying to get some dirt. Or not dirt, but, you know, like stuff to talk about.
And, right.
Yeah, no. So he was in...
Oh yeah, this dude looks familiar now. Does the Menace Sandlot? I don't care.
Yeah, he must have just been a... Oh, shit, he was in Cool as Ice, the Vanilla Ice movie. He was on Gary Shandling's show.
He was on Married with Children?
Yeah, he must have been like a... He was on Punky Brewster? Jesus.
Had to have been like one of Bud's friends or something.
Yeah, probably. He was... Yeah, or even younger than that, even.
That's true.
But yeah, he was definitely a... yeah, he was like a child actor, I guess. Oh, Mina Bell, you're going to get in so much trouble.
A little bit. Oh, he was on Evening Shade.
Oh, there you go. See, even this was like tasteful and classy. Like they just cut to him buckling his belt instead of like...
Halpin.
Uh-huh.
He was young Clark Kent in 3 episodes of the 88 Superman.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson. 2 episodes of Designing Women.
Mm-hmm. Is that a, wait a minute. Was that a fucking light switch? That couldn't have been a light switch on the wall.
I didn't see it.
I thought I saw one earlier, too, but it flashed by so fast I missed it.
All it does is lead more credence to my theory.
Nope, it's not Ryder. Oh, what, that is modern times?
Or yeah, timeless? Like it could be any point. It could be like a fucking secret society, world within a world.
Yep, it's not Ryder.
Or it could be fucking 150 years ago. He
creepy
forgot
monks.
To put his hand over her mouth.
Right. He's trying not to mash her fucking teeth.
Yeah. Uh-oh, look who it is.
Mm-hmm. Never rub another woman's rhubarb.
Yeah.
Blood whore. There you go.
Death Rider rides! That's not Death Rider.
Now, why isn't she even fighting?
This is the scene I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. This is the one that looks like a volume. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because it does, because it's like dark in the foreground on the ground, and then in the back, it's like, well, it's got to be something, because it's got that building in the background. It's got to be a... Man, I don't know. But you're right. It does look like a volume, but... There's
like,
no way
there's
that
a certain point where it looks like, oh, there's the wall. There's the volume wall.
Right.
Because those don't look like matte paintings. They could be, but they don't look like it.
They could be.
And they don't look like green screen because there's no, like, haze around anybody.
Right.
And that sand looks different, too.
Yeah. Interesting.
It almost seems like it could have been a reshoot or something, and maybe they called in another favor.
Maybe.
Because they did say fucking all those volumes and shit that they want to make it so smaller movies and shit can use them too.
Yeah. This guy seems like a Buffy villain.
He seemed what?
He seems like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer vampire villain.
Oh yeah, fuck
yeah.
With
the voice, with that voice. Mina Bell.
Yeah. To death.
Motherfucker needs to get his tartar removed off them teeth. Got some blood tartar on there.
And then another thing that they said, like Lucasfilm and shit, is like all the shit that they use to make their volume can be bought off the shelf at Best Buy.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, maybe, I guess. Because that looks like green screen there with her on the cross with the...
Right, but like that doesn't.
Not really. Well, kind of. I don't know. It's really good if it is. This is a pretty fucked up way to execute them, but I'm surprised that they must not have super strength in this movie, but they do, because the one gal lifted her up by one hand.
Yeah. But
wouldn't you think she could just, like, break those ropes? Like, they should have been, like, silver or something.
Well, I was going to say, they might have silver infused in them.
Oh, okay, there you go. That works.
Yeah, this is a really fucked up way to go. Like, that's not great looking. That's what makes me think it's not green screen, though. It's like, that and the silver.
Yeah.
Molten silver. Did not look good.
Right.
Like, the smoke there looks good, but from the front, when you can see, like, the line of it.
Yeah.
And this fire
flame
effect
on, baby.
No,
it doesn't.
Shit.
It's all right, but it does look hit the human torch. Flame on.
Fantastic Four.
But yeah, like, this scene goes on a little too long, too.
Yeah. Yo.
Grody.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, Grody.
Grody.
What I'm just thinking about is, I wonder how much of the set dressing in this actually came from, like, Danzig's house. He has a lot of this kind of creepy old shit. I wonder if he used some of his own
is this
furniture
his
and stuff. Yeah.
One thing that does bug me about this, too, is, like, the way he's just sitting there waiting for people to come to him.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
It's like I've said before, they've said on Smallville, like, the parents, they always wanted them doing something so it didn't feel like they were just waiting for Clark to show up with a problem.
Right.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
What? Yeah.
He holds his hands real awkward.
Be my pleasure. Yeah, like I told you, he's not a terrible actor. He's not, like, going to win any awards, but...
I mean, he's better than the dude he's standing next to.
That's what I'm saying. He's better than several of the people in this movie.
In that scene, there are three layers of acting.
Yeah. The evolution of acting.
Yeah, fucking A. Like, right there, it's like, knock it off, dude. Just fucking stop.
Is that one of his old buddies?
Yeah.
I like that weird, the carvings on that chair. What the fuck is up with those people on that?
Looks like babies.
Like, this shot's maybe a little too gratuitous.
Yeah, and then, like, the push in, it stops, and then it pushes in again.
And then it pushes in a little more. Those really do look like an old man's fingernails, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they look kind of fake, but they look kind of real, too. Like, waxy and thin.
Don't take your belt off, you dumbass. Hello, Moto.
Mm-hmm.
Ratter. The fuck did you just throw on my fucking legs, lady?
A little bit. Are you crazy? He asks a woman standing in a room full of skulls.
Yeah, there's at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, look how fucking cut up that skull looks. It's got, like...
Well, there's four skulls. Not counting the one she just handed him, either. Five. You shouldn't have crossed me, Ryder!
It's like, damn, lady, you're strong.
He's like, oh no, did you just throw a skull at me? I was just jizzing with her earlier. That's something else weird, though, is like, you don't know how long this takes place over to, like, the period of time that this movie takes place over.
That's true.
It's like, so did he go from fucking her to fucking the other girl?
It seemed like it happened in the same day.
Right.
I think it did. I think he's working quickly to get through, because this reminds me a lot of
Clerks.
High Plains Drifter.
Okay.
So it feels like a High Plains Drifter type of story. And I like how that just burns part of her where it's
stuck.
Yeah.
Hey,
Death Rider. But like we're in High Plains Drifter is kind of the same thing. Like the murdered sheriff comes back as a avenging ghost or demon or whatever spirit, and takes revenge on the town that let him get murdered.
Ooh, did you see that fucking duster?
No.
Right there at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I like those Western dusters.
Mm-hmm.
I want one of them.
This gal's just dancing. There's no music. She's just dancing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want a Western duster like that.
Yeah.
$5, hot shot.
Nice, authentic-looking money.
Uh-huh. Now, this, he should have done his bit of business before Homeboy walked up staring at him the whole time.
Right.
You know? I think that's a poor edit choice. Because that dude is burning a fucking hole through him.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I see you doing something. What are you doing?
But he still doesn't know what he's doing.
What?
But he still didn't know what he's doing, because in a minute he's going to take that drink until Bad Bathory stops him.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's a bad edit, because why would you take something from somebody who has a bottle, turns away from you, and then turns back and be like, hey, you want a drink? Be like,
that you
fuck
know,
yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that you know is lying about who he is.
Yeah, he's lying about who he is, and he seems mm-hmm. like he don't like you, and you clearly mm-hmm. don't like him. Easy there, dude. Your head's about to fucking wiggle off your body.
Right. I do say. He looks like John C. Reilly.
He looks like who?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah?
With him, when he's making them weird faces. All right, me
mug. I'm
going to
curl my lip. That'll make me look tough.
Here comes your boy. Oh, by the
Wait,
way, that
funny
that,
should I ask?
Yeah, by the way, that Mina Bell, that the actress says she's 5'1".
5-1?
Uh-huh.
Jinkies.
Yeah. Like, here's the part. I think.
What part?
Here. Like this little line, that little line there. Maybe you don't recall meeting me because you were too busy killing all them deputies that day.
Ah.
So I'm thinking he might have been stopping at the beginning and looking at those bodies because they were like his deputies that they killed and strung up. And that he got turned into a vampire and is coming back to take revenge.
Gotcha. If only we had a comic book to explain.
Exactly. You know, I'm actually surprised that he hasn't put together a comic book yet. Since he's got his own comic company.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Verotic.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. He's had a comic company since the 90s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that... remember that fucked up comic that I sent you with the gal that had plastic surgery to get pussies all over her body?
That's X-Pac right there.
That guy right there with the beard?
Yes, yes.
Damn, I would have never recognized him under that hat with that big long beard.
I've seen him recently. That's the only reason I noticed him. I was like, that almost looks like X-Pac.
And the other thing that doesn't help is he looks like a giant compared to all these other people. He's usually the smallest one.
I was going to say, yeah, and he was like the smallest dude in that group.
But he looks like a giant next to all
these. That's the shot where I was like, that looks like X-Pac.
Oh, you're right. It does. I see it now. Yep.
But I was like, there's no way it's him.
Yeah. Sure as shit, huh?
Anyway, sorry. The chick with the plastic surgery comic.
Oh, yeah. That was one of his books on his label. Yeah. Though that is the kind of quality you can expect from his comics.
Gotcha. Well, I told you, it's like, I know next to nothing about this dude.
Yeah.
As previously discussed, I'm just not a punk fan.
Yeah.
Now, how the fuck did she get a drink? She's been on stage.
I don't know. She must have got one before she went up there.
Everybody else fucking gets a drink and instantly, but her, she's like, no, I'm going to fucking start strip. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I dig the way that these guns fire.
Yeah.
Because they don't look overly done. You know what I mean?
And, you know, a lot of this movie, it sounds like they got the sound from the set.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I like that. I like that it feels like those guns are really being shot, and they're like,
right.
The smoke looks real.
Well, I mean, it is.
Well, no, I know, but you know what I mean. A lot of times,
right. They're not adding shit.
Right.
And I like how, to what you're saying, and what I said about the sound on set, they're not going in being like, add a big bang here.
Right.
It's like, no, these are guns firing. Not every gun is like, bang, 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 bang.
Die, you some bitch.
I don't like the way that they're all fucking, like, hitting the hammer every time.
Yeah. Well, that's supposed to look like old spaghetti western type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how he missed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks real to me. Like, right, he missed hitting the hand. Like, it's not clean. It's not perfect.
But, like, the different styles of guns have different sounds, too. But they're, like, ambient sounds off the set. It's really fucking good. I do think this goes on a little too long.
Yeah. Considering how few gunfighters there are in this.
Yeah.
Kind of does. Cover me, kid. And then he just fucking runs away. You never see him the rest of the movie. I thought that was funny. I don't know. It's a pretty goddamn good shot.
Uh-huh. Well, he's the Death Rider, man.
I know.
And Death Rider rides, keep up.
I know, alone. But I know that was what I was saying about it being like High Plains Drifter.
Yeah.
Like part of the revenge he takes on that town, and this is very problematic when you watch this movie nowadays,
yeah,
is that like he literally like rapes one of the women.
Uh-huh.
But that feels like it to me, like where he came back and like he's like doing both of those gals before he kills them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like punishment.
Like the smoke off of that barrel.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because it's real.
Right.
Yeah, I think my final assessment for this flick is that it feels like a healthy blend of Blood Feast and Sundown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. He just kicks this fucking skull.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
Book. Not done yet, though.
Go out there and get that money.
That's fucking hilarious. It's a fucking funny bit of business. She's like, go out there and get their money. Get their guns, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Making her pick through these guys' rubble.
Good thing money's metal, right?
Well, the coins are.
Well, yeah, it's not going to burn off on their bodies. The only paper money they're going to get is off the tables.
Right.
So good thing money's metal.
Uh-huh. I like that this didn't actually kill her. It's just making her suffer.
Yeah.
But she can't get up.
You saw who pulled the spike out, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like that they put a prosthetic on her, though. So it's like, no, it did some damage, though, you know?
Right. Right, she doesn't, like, heal immediately.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like the Western Ghost Rider, too. Without the flaming skull.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which I would fucking love it if they would do that Ghost Rider in a movie.
Yeah, that would be pretty bold.
Yeah. But they'll never do it because it's not as cool as a fucking car or a motorcycle to have a dude on a flaming horse.
Right.
Like, yeah, but we can get a car sponsor, and then we can do some vroom vrooms.
Mm-hmm. Come in and welcome. Yeah, those guys were able to sneak up on him pretty easy.
Well, yeah, because I guess he thought they were statues or something, but yeah, they were just fucking standing there with their fingers crossed or interlaced. It's like, dude, I saw him. And I'm a fucking maroon.
Yep, there's a little too much monologuing from this guy.
Yeah.
But.
It works, though.
It works.
I think the reason that he does so much monologuing is because they're like, we got fucking Julian Sands. We got to give him something to do.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, and Danzig in that interview said he's like a big Julian Sands fan.
Yeah.
From like the other movies he's been in, like...
Warlock.
Well, he didn't actually mention Warlock. He mentioned something else. I can't remember what it was. And then I was like, oh yeah, he was in that.
Jesus Christ.
What?
fucking some asshole out here revving his engine and shit.
Oh.
I'll always know Julian Sands as fucking Jor-El from Smallville.
Oh, okay.
In season 9, I believe, like, Terrence Stamp voiced him in the Fortress from season 5 on.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this storyline in season 9, which it's really fucking good, about, like, Kryptonian DNA or something.
Yeah, sorry, that was a funny reaction on him. He was hilarious. Because he tries to fight back.
Right. But yeah, something about Kryptonian DNA. It's been a while since I've rewatched it. But yeah, there's something with Kryptonian DNA, and like there's a physical version of Jor-El that shows up, and he's played by Julian Sands, and it's like, that's fucking cool.
Mm, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
He was a voice in Biker Mike's from Mars, by the way.
No shit. I just saw that he was a voice on the Jackie Chan Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scrolling down to that. Who was he on Biker Mike? Holy shit, his fucking credits are insane.
Yeah.
Talk about a motherfucker who crammed shit in. Let's see. Sir Lancelot in 2 episodes of Biker Mice. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Ozzy and Drix. That was a good show. Based on that Osmosis Jones movie.
Oh, Tale of a Vampire, I think, is what he referenced. Or no, he talked about that. Julian Sands talked about that, sorry. Oh, yeah. Boxing Helena, that's the one Danzig referenced.
Okay.
That's the one where he cuts his girlfriend's arms and legs off and keeps her in a box.
Eee.
Yeah.
He was in an episode of Elementary, too. Which, that was a good show. Oh, wow. I remember this. He played Jonathan Crane's dad on Gotham.
Oh, yeah. See that?
Which you watched Gotham, right? At least for a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Hold on. They're going to get a reveal here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look.
What?
That's fucking creepy.
And now that's his sister?
Mm-hmm.
Jinkies.
Now you're really dead.
You fucked, son. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, he was only in 2 episodes of Smallville.
This fucked up when he wakes her up. Yeah, see, that's very Vampyra in Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Brother. She just knocks over that candelabra.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that his sister calls him Ryder. She's not like, hey, Benny, come here. I turned you into a bloodsucker. Oh, God. I just can't take it.
Oh, you got her with the fucking railroad spike again.
The bacon sizzle sound, too, is kind of funny.
Yeah. And they use that same kind of thump that they use in Pulp Fiction when he puts the adrenaline needle in Mia's chest. That thump. See, so here's what I was saying about one of the things that could have made the movie better was, like, this should have been set up instead of just being like, hey, look, he's got his sister, you know,
right.
Like that should have been kind of set up better to be like, this was like probably you know, part of his reason for coming here for revenge is because they killed his sister. But then he finds out they didn't. They turned her into a vampire and kept her alive, and he's had her this whole time. Mm-hmm.
She just got fucking Thanos snapped.
And then he just punched him from like 17 feet across the room.
I think it was... I don't know. Maybe we didn't miss it. No, we didn't miss it yet. The spot where there's fire flickering and it's not on Ryder's face and he's like 2 feet from it.
Mm. Very effective, I must say. Very effective, I must say.
Mm.
I guess I didn't mean that monologue lasted too long, but like the final interactions between him and this guy are drawn out a bit. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to kill me. Just because, you know, I feel like it. I hate unfinished business.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what? You didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
My God. Look, they didn't even scream.
No, they're just like, yep, this happened.
That's how hard
that right there, like,
oh yeah, it should be
pillars of fire, 2 feet from him.
Nothing. Right, it's all over Julian Sands, though.
Right. Uh oh, look behind you. No, behind you. Turn around, behind you. Now that I didn't quite understand.
What's that?
He should have slammed it into his face, right? Not against his hood.
Well, I mean, I guess it, I don't know, I guess it would have been too awkward to do that.
I mean, I guess, but... Eek!
Fucking Vadered him.
No shit.
Be sure not to choke on your aspirations.
Right.
Director.
Cowboy.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. Up through his chin, up through his mouth like that.
Yeah.
It kind of looks a little not great.
Like it looks angles. Jacked up from that angle.
Yeah, the angle's not right, but it's
when
a cool...
When you see it at first, though, it looks really cool.
Yeah. And it's a good, unique way to, you know, kill somebody.
Yeah, it's something you don't see in every fucking vampire movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just the use of silver in general is pretty...
Right. That's more commonly thought to be something for werewolves. You know?
Uh-oh, click, click. Yeah.
Her? What do I do now? Ha 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 ha.
I don't know, dude. You're the one with a fucking spike through your face and a bullet in your forehead.
No shit.
Things aren't looking
bullet
too good
through
for
your
you.
Forehead and in your cheek.
Yeah.
Because see the bullet hanging out of his cheek there?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're the one smoking from three holes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he stood there posing and talking too long. It's like, should have ripped his throat out, man.
You
gave
it's
him
like,
too,
are you
too
a
long.
Fucking Bond villain?
Right. You gave him too much time.
Too much
I do like,
time on my
I do like those arches and stuff. I wonder if that must have been a real place, because that doesn't really look fake. I mean, it doesn't look like a set.
No.
That looks like real brick. They're still picking through the ashes.
Hey, there's two Collins.
Mm-hmm. Put these in my prison wallet.
I thought for sure he was just going to smack her ass. The way he kind of leaned towards her right. as he turned.
Yeah. I do like how. Slap. Yeah, I do like how he took her out at the end, though. And he was just used her to get in. And, right. But then didn't leave her there to that life.
Right.
That's going to cost you extra.
Use my woman now.
Mm-hmm. But at least he let her keep her top on when they leave.
Well.
Mostly.
Barely.
So long, Count.
See, barely.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It needs to be readjusted there. Now, this is kind of a cool yet, or kind of a shitty, weird, but cool shot when he's, not yet, but it's coming up here.
The really long shot?
No. No, that.
This looks not great.
Well, I know, but I think it looks cool because it looks shitty, I think.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It looks cool because it looks cheesy. Again, it looks really, like, comic booky and, like, you know what I mean?
I gotcha. I just remember, I was watching it yesterday being like, oh, good Lord. He's right. literally holding up the fucking horse head, pulling it in the frame.
Right. And then here you get your tease of a sequel.
Yeah.
By saying you, Death Rider.
Oh, Fangs, you're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I like the use of bats.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't mention that when he first got to Sanctuary and those bats flew in the background.
I meant to mention it, too. They just float behind him
as he goes in. I was like, that's kind of cool. Is this gal like on heroin or something?
Is she what?
Is she like on heroin this whole movie or something? Because like she was like half drugged out.
I mean, she was awake when she was inside.
Yeah, I know, but like she's already back to being fucked up. Oh, she's got fangs now. I didn't notice that the first time.
Oh, no.
Yep.
This was the biggest shock. It's like they got a fucking helicopter.
I guess so. For like a 3.5 second shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Or a drone, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It was probably a drone. That. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I forgot you can do that type of shit now.
Yep.
I see a big shot like that, and it's like, helicopter shot!
That's what I thought at first, too. I just now thought about the fact that it was probably just a drone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like this music.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you do like that what?
I said I do like this music.
Yeah. Oh,
he
yeah.
He did a good job on the soundtrack, I think.
I like this font here on the credits, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, I think with a few edits, even if like everything else is the same, just a few edits, I think this could be way better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I think just adding some edits to improve some of the pacing in a couple of the scenes and maybe some additional backstory or having a few things set up a little bit better so that there's a payoff.
I just thought of this. One of the reasons that there's a lot of that long shit is because they were afraid it might come in too short, but if they would do like you said and add backstory, it would fucking even it all out.
It doesn't have to be like, you know, extensive like flashbacks or something, but just enough that you would have a better idea of
Well, like the sister thing just comes out of nowhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels like there's a payoff, but there's no setup for it. So it's like,
yeah,
what? I mean, it's a cool surprise, but at the same time, it was like, it would be better if there was like, that seed was planted in your head that they did this to his sister. And then when you see her at the end, you're like, oh shit, she's still alive, sort of.
And maybe something with that girl, too. It's like, okay, we kind of understand why he took her there. It's kind of like a ticket in. But, like, does he know her or something? Because why did he take her when he left?
Right. Well, I felt like he took her when he left because he didn't want to leave her behind in that mess.
Right.
You know, to be part of that horror squad.
Right. But yeah, just some more backstory, a few edits. Like, if we want to make this a perfect movie, a little bit tighter editing, some more backstory, and shittier cameras.
Right. Or
And I think you've got something on your hands here.
Yep. Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, the idea is there, and the raw material is there.
Yeah.
It just needed a little bit more massaging.
Yeah. Because as it stands, I don't see this being like a cult classic. I think I see this being like, oh yeah, Danzig fans will love this.
Right.
But with those tweaks, you could have like a fucking, like a Blood Feast or a fucking Sundown. You could have something that is a cult classic. Because you would just have, I think it could be bigger. It could be a lot bigger.
Yeah, is why I'm hoping they do another one in it. Or hell, I mean, well, this wouldn't happen, but they could almost if they would do like a like an Evil Dead 2, where it was like an almost complete remake, just with a better budget.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, at this point, you've got proof of a concept.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. This almost feels like a proof of concept. Almost like a like THX-1138, like the student film version of it. And then they're like, go make a real movie.
Yeah. Yeah, because, again, like, you don't see shit like this anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you never really did, like, horror westerns. I mean, sort of, you've seen a few over the years. But it's an untapped market, I think.
Yep, I think so too.
It's something that really, and it doesn't have to be fucking expensive either.
Right.
Like, you can make a shit ton of these for like $10 million.
Right.
Just get everybody to come in and be like, look, nobody's making fucking shit tons of money here, so you're not getting a fucking $10 million payday. That's our entire budget. If you want to get a star.
Right, and I kind of thought that might become a trend after Tarantino did Grindhouse.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that would come back into fashion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've seen people try with, like, Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Eli Roth just made the Thanksgiving movie that he had a fake trailer in Grindhouse for.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I want to see that. That looks pretty good. But, and, like, they made 3 Machete movies.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, it didn't come back in a way that, like, made an impact. There's something there, though, with this movie and just the idea of this movie. There's something there that somebody needs to fucking exploit, because everybody's looking for the big payday, and it's like, well, that leads to destruction. You don't need the big payday. You just need a payday. As long as everything turns a profit, everybody wins. And shit like this, you do it the old way. Fucking spend $10 million on it, $5 million to market it. Send these people out on fucking the podcast circuit. Fuck, I'd interview some of these fuckers.
Yeah.
But send them out on the podcast circuit to get the word out. Or just sit down and, like you said, the thing you watched was, sit down in your fucking house, throw up the poster behind him, and interview him.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that shit out on YouTube. That costs nothing but an editor, and Danzig edited this himself, so he doesn't even have to fucking if we're just talking about him specifically, he could edit himself and save a shit ton of money. But if a studio were to do it, it wouldn't take that much.
Right.
But, yeah, oh, there's something here, man. There really is. And, you know, watching it the second time, I think I liked it more than the first time.
Yeah, me too, actually. It seemed less wonky this time for some reason.
Well, I think it's because, like, I mean, and again, you knew way more than I did. But, like, going into it, you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. But once you know what's coming, it kind of smooths out a little bit of the other problems. Because, honestly, I thought I would come in and sounding a little bit shittier.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Because I think the first time I saw it, I was like I told you, this was, like, exactly what I thought I was getting, but not anything like what I thought I was getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what I was going to get. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
And now you watch it again and you're like, okay, I know what I'm getting. And
right.
I'm cool with it.
So, yeah. That's fucking Death Rider in the House of the Vampers, gang. I would highly suggest you guys check it out.
Yeah. It's a fun little watch.
Yeah. It's definitely not the shittiest movie we've ever watched.
Nope.
So, there's something to be said for that.
It makes me think of, like, if you had friends that made a movie, if you knew some people and they were like, we're going to get some cameras and we're going to get together and we're going to make this movie. And you're like, oh, okay. And then they show it to you. And it was this movie, you would be like, fuck, that's awesome. I can't believe you made this movie.
Right. Yeah. It's really impressive from that angle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyhoozle, do we want to talk about what we're doing next?
Yeah, go ahead. Let them know.
I mean, are we going to try to squeeze in a fourth movie?
I mean, we can. We got enough time. We can get a fourth one in probably.
Yeah. We haven't really decided what that would be because we threw out 20 options.
Right. Well, I told you I got somebody that's got a fourth one ready in the chamber.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget what he said it was, though.
Anywho, we might try to squeeze something else in. If not, we're going to be doing Scooby-Doo 2. That's one I'm just scared that we might not get to. And it's like, we got to get to that.
We'll record that one next to make sure we get it.
You want to record out of order? Are we going to lie to these good people?
I mean, to make sure we get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, I pulled out the junior novel of it because I was like, fuck, I need to read that because I just have not been reading lately, dude. It's like that could be part of my problem, but it's just like I can't get it up to read anything. But anywho, yeah. We don't know what's coming next, gang. That's just, we might record out of order. Who the fuck knows? Something's coming. It'll happen some way, one way or another. But, yeah, so you got that to look forward to. Whatever that is. You ready to do some Patreon shout-out thank you times?
Yep.
Well, here we go then. Patreon shout-out thank you times. As usual, go to @GIGIAMK30, @SpiderScooby, @SteeBoost, @ACFarrell1976. Josh, because he was like, you don't have to say the Twitter, because it's two S's and all that. Yeah, so Josh, right. @CornyJenkins, @_13Chris, @TESDGroupie, @Forgeticus, Big Bad Forgeticus, @000_3, and @Zooligan, that's Patreon shout-out thank you times.
Thanks, guys.
Regular thank yous go to @TheJSarge for the opening music, @SherryArchinoff for our logo for this and the regular and the main show, @LookingForEight for our Knights of Nerd Blitzdog design, and @SteeBoost for our Nerd Rats Blitz 3 Machine and Question of the Week designs.
Thanks, guys.
And time for our shit?
Yeah.
Subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcast, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and Podcast Addicts. That's my preferred podcast player these days. or find everything we do at nerdblitz.com. Get yourself some merch by going to redbubble.com/people/nerdblitzpod/portfolio, or go to spring.com and search The Nerd Blitz, or go to amazon.com and get The Camping Trip and Other Stories, and Doomed, the Collected Essays and Reviews, Volume 1. I think I said it last time, but I am working on a third book. I don't know when it'll be out. I'm hoping this fall, but yeah, I'm working on a third book, so there you go.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm at the Scooby-Doom. You are?
At Fitzman73.
And together, we are at Nerd Blitz Pod. There you go, gang. That's a fucking show. I'll be honest, I liked this movie a lot more than I thought I would when you were like, hey, look at this. Like I told you, I like the idea of it, but I just was not sure about the rest.
Right.
Because I knew nothing about anybody involved, so that was what scared me a little. But yeah, this turned out a lot better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
So, any final thoughts? I think we're good, so we can...
No, I think we're good.
Until next time, when we come back with something, be it some shitty old Marvel or shitty animation, or if we just go straight to Scooby. Thanks for listening.
And watching.
This has been a feature of JJ2E Media and TSDJA Productions.